Every single part of the Torah can be explained in various ways. There are four general categories of explanations, ranging from the pshat, the simple meaning, to say, the Kabbalistic meaning. And within these four levels of meaning, our sages tell us that there are 600,000 different explanations within each of the four. We find in some areas of the Torah that the simple meaning is the most clear. However, there are other places in the Torah that even though the Kabbalistic level is usually more difficult, we find some areas where specifically through the Kabbalistic level can we truly understand the passage. And one of these passages is in this week's Torah portion, Toildes. The story is related that in his old age, Yitzchak wanted to give a blessing to his son Esav, not to Yaakov, but to Esav. The obvious question in this passage is why should he have wanted to bless Esav instead of Yaakov? He knew that Esav was wicked. And even though our sages tell us that Esav always tried to fool his father Yitzchak, but nevertheless, we see from this passage itself that Yitzchak did know that there was something wrong with Esav. When Yaakov dressed up like Esav and imitated him in order to get the brachas, the blessings from Yitzchak, he mentioned God's name, and Yitzchak immediately suspected, is this Esav? Esav is not like Yaakov, always mentioning God's name. We see from this passage that Yitzchak knew that Esav was not truly a God-fearing person. Although he might not have known the full extent of his wickedness, it is still extremely puzzling why he should have wanted to give the blessing to Esav rather than Yaakov. This is answered by an explanation of the Arizal, which is quoted and explained in the writings of Hasidic philosophy. The Arizal explained that every physical object down here has a spiritual source above in heavenly realms. Furthermore, the lower something comes down here in the physical world, the higher a source it has. As the example is brought of a wall which falls, the stones on the top of the wall fall farther away from where the wall stood originally, whereas the stones on the bottom of the wall end up being very close to where they were originally. So too, something with a very high source ends up falling down here in the physical world to be very, very low, whereas something with a lower source spiritually ends up appearing to be higher down here in the physical world. So too, Esav and Yaakov. Although down here Yaakov was the one who was more holy and Esav was the wicked one, nevertheless, when we look at their spiritual source, on one level Esav was higher than Yaakov. In the language of Kabbalah, the spiritual source of Esav was from the world of Tohu, whereas the source of Yaakov was from the world of Tikkun. Esav was not fooled by the behavior of Esav down here. However, he did know that Esav had a tremendously high spiritual source, and it was this that Yitzchak wanted to reveal. True, Yaakov was closer to being holy down here in this world, but he saw a superior type of spark within Esav, which actually later came out in Jewish history through the many righteous converts who were leaders of the Jewish people that came out later, such as Rav Meir, Shmaya, Avtalion, Avadia, Unklus. All of these were contained within the soul of Esav, and Yitzchak desired to give this blessing to Esav in order to bring this holiness out into revelation in the world. The problem was that the holiness of Esav, deeply buried within his soul, was only revealed in its source, in the highest aspect of Esav as it was in the supernal world, but down here in the physical world, it could not be revealed. This is alluded to in the story told by our sages that there was an argument at the burial of Yitzchak, and as a result of this argument, Esav was decapitated, and it ended up that his head was buried in the grave together with Yitzchak. How could there be such a thing if Esav was a wicked person, and a wicked person cannot be buried together with a righteous person? However, the explanation is that in his higher source, Esav was holy. And this is symbolized by the fact that his head was holy. And his head, meaning the highest aspect of his soul could be buried together with Yitzchak the Tzaddik, the righteous person. Yitzchak's wife, however, Rivka, saw that it was Yaakov who had the ability to bring holiness down here into the world, and therefore she encouraged him to take the blessings away from his brother Esav. And as a result of the blessings being given to Yaakov, he was able to not only reveal the holiness of his soul in his spiritual source, but he was able to purify the holiness within Esav as well, and therefore was able to rise up to a level which was not only revealing his own source and revealing the source of Esav, but even higher than the source of both of them.